Good morning. We continue to be stuck in this unsettled weather pattern throughout interior New York and New England, with a low pressure center both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere hanging out in southern Canada. Spokes of energy cyclonically rotating around this low pressure center, continuing to produce blustery conditions, plenty of clouds, and rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. Temperature's not all that cold, but with the breeze, it feels chilly in the 30s and 40s to start. Most places will be in the 50s this afternoon, and maybe even touching 60 with a bit more sunshine in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, while parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains will stay in the 40s, and we do run the risk at a few showers, but they'll be light and spotty through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, skies will stay mostly cloudy, and we'll call it seasonably cold, mid to upper 30s on average. Another day with that same low parked off to our north, producing plenty of clouds, a breeze, and a chill in the air. Again, some spotty rain and snow showers passing through, with highs tomorrow in the lower to mid-50s. It'll still take an extra day to really get rid of this storm. It'll start loosening its grip on the region as we get through the day on Thursday. So we'll call for a bit more in the way of sunshine, still a bit brisk, still a bit chilly, with still the chance of a random shower, and highs generally in the middle 50s. On Friday, bigger improvement. With a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather, the wind will relax and it'll be milder, with highs pushing up towards 60, then into the lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control to start the weekend. Around the back side of that high, we'll have even warmer air moving in on Sunday, with readings in the middle to upper 60s, although this will also increase the chance of showers, with clouds moving in from the west as the next system approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. Additional scattered showers possible into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Texas Panhandle, West Texas, and far eastern New Mexico. There is also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Ark-La-Tex and lower Mississippi Valley. Moderate instability from the Texas Panhandle southward to around Midland is forecast this afternoon, with scattered thunderstorms developing. There is also sufficient shear in the forecast, and this environment should support a large hail threat as discrete cells move southeastward across the slight risk area late this afternoon. If supercells can develop, then an isolated threat for hail greater than 2 inches in diameter could exist. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Pasco, Washington at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Kushiro Airport in Japan at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. There were 5 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Port O'Connor, Texas. The 89-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1984 by 6 degrees. There were 2 daily record lows at Fruita, Colorado. It was 17 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1928. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, blowing snow and fog at 19 degrees, with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 24. 44% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.60 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 8 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 60s. In Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers, lower 60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, a scattered shower possible and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 46, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still 13 hundredths for the month, which is 84 hundredths below normal, and 4.93 inches for the season, which is 4.04 inches below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 86, set in 1922, and the record low, 21, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., Sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold today with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, cold today with scattered showers and highs near 50. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, cold, scattered rain and snow showers, lower 50s. A bit more sun Thursday, still breezy and chilly with a scattered shower, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, milder upper 50s to around 60, into the lower 60s under a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, and even upper 60s on Sunday, still though, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower. Chance of a shower on Monday, otherwise partly sunny, and highs back into the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.